Good afternoon. I want to thank you all for joining us here this afternoon on Main Street in downtown Buffalo. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us for what is a very important topic and something that needs to be addressed. Before I get started, I do want to take a moment to thank my partners in government and our other collaborative partners who are in attendance here with us today from the Buffalo School Board, Larry Scott, Terry Shuda, and Adriana Zulich. From Buffalo Place, Michael Schmann. From the fair apportionment of infrastructure revenue, Gary Hill, Tom Saya, and Brad Byers. Members of the Carpenters Local 276. From members from Colliers Design and Engineering. Gary Siddell, from the President and CEO of the Buffalo Museum of Science. Lisa Smith, the President and CEO of the Buffalo Zoo. And many other people who are going to be impacted by what we're discussing here today. In December 2024, the City of Buffalo Common Council passed my infrastructure plan, the 2024 to 2025 capital budget, a $110 million investment in this city, the largest capital and budget and largest investment plan the city has ever seen. A budget which reflected months of collaboration and input from stakeholders, residents, and government partners. A budget which makes bold strategic investment in health and public safety, infrastructure, cultural institutions, and our public schools. From Jefferson Avenue revitalization to car sharing Main Street, from Middle Main to Bailey Avenue, from roadway and bridge repairs to critical upgrades at our firehouses and police stations and our schools. These are shovel-ready projects ready to go that need to be invested in. But more than that, they are promises, promises made to the people of Buffalo, promises that we will improve lives, generate jobs, and transform neighborhoods. And I intend to keep my promises. However, not a single shovel is in the ground on one of these projects. And why? Because the City of Buffalo Comptroller has failed to bond out for any of these projects, including the bond anticipation notes necessary to unlock additional investment and move these projects forward. I want to be very clear about something. This is not about availability of funding. This is not about project readiness. This is about inaction. Inaction that is unacceptable to the progress our city desperately needs. We're in the month of August already. We've now begun the process on next year's capital budget, and as I mentioned, there's not a shovel in the ground in the current capital budget year. And each day, inaction costs us. It costs jobs, it costs us the improvements upon projects throughout the City of Buffalo, and it adds costs to the projects that are in line. We risk falling behind on $3 million in essential upgrades for our police and fire departments, including new fire trucks, police vehicles, and training facilities. This is life-saving equipment necessary for the men and women of these departments to perform their duty. We risk falling behind on $2.2 million in support for our cultural institutions, a new roof for Shays Performing Arts Center, improvements at Salem Field, new perimeter fencing and roof repairs at the Buffalo Zoo, a skylight restoration project for the Buffalo Science Museum, structural stabilization funding for the Buffalo History Museum, an Allendale Theater of Youth and Alleyway Theater improvements. Investing in these cultural attractions means investing in our economy and the tourism dollars that these assets bring to Buffalo and this region. Recently, the Buffalo Public Schools lost its ability to bond out with the ending of the Joint Schools Construction Board. We worked collaboratively with the Buffalo Board of Education, the Buffalo School Board, the Buffalo Public Schools Superintendent to make sure that they don't fall behind on their capital needs. Part of that $110 million plan was $55 million for the Buffalo Public Schools in school facility upgrades, including lead abatement, roof replacements, and other structural work. This work is 97% reimbursed by New York State, the other 3% being covered by the schools. And finally, we are risking major capital projects. Part of this capital plan was $26.5 million in bond anticipation notes that would unlock major infrastructure projects, more than $200 million worth of projects related to projects like Main Street, Bailey Avenue, things like that, major infrastructure projects, citywide infrastructure improvements, community center renovations, electrical vehicle charging infrastructure, city parking equipment, and city street sanitation equipment are just some of the other things that are being held up with due to this inactivity. This delay is jeopardizing jobs, as I mentioned. It's a risk to public health and safety and to quality of life for our residents. These improvements would bring more than $1 billion in indirect economic benefit to the city of Buffalo at an additional cost of just $900,000 to taxpayers. I want to be clear about the numbers. The comptroller has set a cap at $28 million. The only thing that we would be borrowing long-term in excess of that $28 million is the $900,000 related to the cost of issuance of these bonds. And I was very clear to the comptroller that I would be happy to deprioritize a project within the capital budget to move that $900,000 under her cap. So we would not be borrowing anything long-term in addition to her cap. All that money would be reimbursed either through the state and the schools projects or the infrastructure dollars that are ready to go into these projects. The authority to issue these bonds is clear. The mandate from the council and the schools is clear. The only thing missing is action from our comptroller. As I talked about it, you know, this is impacting schools, downtown, neighborhoods, cultural institutions and attractions, construction jobs, direct and indirect economic benefit. And that is why I'm joined by the people here behind me. And some of them would like to speak to you and talk to you about how this inactivity and inaction is impacting them. First person I'd like to bring to the podium to say a few words is Buffalo School Board member Larry Scott.
Good afternoon. Just want to first thank Mayor Scanlon for his support and commitment to Buffalo Public Schools and these important projects. I stand here astounded and perplexed at why these projects are stalled for Buffalo Public Schools. They have all been approved by the Mayor, Common Council, Citizens Planning Council, Bond Council, the Board of Education, and State Education Department. They are all necessary infrastructure improvements to our schools, lighting, heating, cooling, ventilation in the post-COVID era, building security, pools, upgrades to pools, lead abatement. All 21 of these projects are high priority, and as the mayor said, over 97% reimbursable by the state. Who stands in the way of lead abatement in our schools? Such resistance and political posturing does not occur in our suburban districts and schools and for our suburban students. Why is it happening in the city, for city schools, and for our city students? All of these projects have been put out for bid and they are shovel ready. Summer is usually a time that the district and our schools can get these major projects completed. More than a month has gone by without them beginning because of one person. I urge the city comptroller to move today and approve these bond sales for these necessary projects for our schools and our students. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. So we're sitting here on Main Street in downtown Buffalo, and everyone knows, and I've talked about this quite a bit, about how downtown Buffalo's had a rough few years post-pandemic. But we're trying to turn the corner here and invest in downtown. We want people investing on the private side, and we certainly have to be investing on the public side. One of the major stakeholders here in downtown Buffalo is Buffalo Place, and I'd like to welcome Mike Schmahn to the podium to say a few words on their behalf.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think I'll wait until the train goes by before I make my address. It's not that we want to get rid of the train. It's so important to continue the revitalization of downtown Buffalo that we complete traffic on Main Street. Now I'll wait. As executive director of Buffalo Place, we're about downtown, but as a resident of the city of Buffalo that takes my grandchildren to the Buffalo Zoo and the Science Museum, they're not old enough to be in school yet, but I imagine they will be attending some of the Buffalo public schools. I am appalled. But for downtown, Cars on Main Street has done more than just reconnect Main Street. It has helped to revitalize downtown Buffalo. Look over your shoulder and look at what Douglas Jamel invested in downtown Buffalo. And when we first came to Buffalo, we talked about bringing traffic back to Main Street. Take a look at the infrastructure you're standing on. This is not the infrastructure for a downtown. What we need to do is we need to complete Cars on Main Street. On the blocks that the impact on Cars on Main Street, the 700 block, the 600 block, and the 500 block, property values along Main Street on the improved blocks have increased by 23%. The amount of occupied office space on those blocks has risen by 30%. The amount of occupied residence space, and this is about downtown, this is making it 24/7, has risen 33%. The amount of vacant space, though, where we haven't put traffic on Main Street, is roughly 55%. That tells a story. We need to get this completed. I urge Barb to please take a look at everything that needs to be done in the city of Buffalo and do what is good for the citizens, the visitors, and Western New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike. Part of this investment in a large portion of this project impacts the construction industry. And it's not just the companies, it's the employees, the jobs that are created, the trickle-down and impact it has on their families, the money they can invest in the city of Buffalo. There's a direct and indirect impact on the men and women of the construction industry. And I want to welcome Gary Hill, the president of Union Concrete, to say a few words on behalf of the fair apportionment of infrastructure revenue.
Good afternoon, everyone. Fair Committee is the premier lobbying association to get funds, whether they be federal, state, or any other funds, to Western New York for infrastructure repairs. We've been doing it since 1985. In them 40 years, we have never run into a situation like this where we have lobbied for funding, the legislators have approved the funding, the Congress has approved the funding, and the city of Buffalo cannot spend the money because of one person. These projects, in 2019, one of Fair's priority was to help the cities in Western New York. City of Niagara Falls, City of Buffalo, City of Jamestown, Lockport, and on and on and on. In September of 2019, we met further up on Main Street at the corner of Best Street to show the deplorable condition of Main Street. Then Senator Tim Kennedy and Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples came up with the concept of state touring route funding to get more funds out of the state budget to fix the roads in the city of Buffalo. They came through big time. Through their help, Buffalo has one of the highest percentages of this annual $100 million program, which was bumped up to $150 million this previous budget. So they did their job. Prior to the mayor becoming mayor, we met with him in city council because we weren't getting anywhere with the previous administration of getting these projects out into the street. Mayor Scanlon understood the problem. One of the first things he did when he became mayor was push through the capital funding cap, which would free up all these funds. The city council approved that. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of road projects, sewer projects, all kinds of projects that could have been under construction now. We do not pave roads in the wintertime. I'm sure everyone here knows that. There are projects for repaving city streets right now that are sitting on hold that if they don't get awarded, them roads are going to be in terrible condition for another winter. And then they'll be complaining about the potholes for another winter. This is atrocious what's going on. These projects represent, if there's $100 million, $137 million in road projects, that's probably over 1,000 jobs and the related construction industry. Not to talk about the effect it has of people reinvesting in those businesses along them. Just take a look at Niagara Street and all the investment by fixing Niagara Street and all the investment that's happened there over the last decade. That's what happens when you take care of your infrastructure. This has to be solved so that we can move on, put the people to work, and fix the roads. And I commend the mayor for what he's done, and I'm thoroughly disgusted that this is being held up, for I have no reason why. It can't be, if someone really cares about the city of Buffalo, they would be doing this. Maybe they don't understand what the issue is, but they have to understand the issue so that we can resolve this. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. You know, Gary talked about the fact that the state and federal money that's come to the city of Buffalo could be jeopardized if these projects don't start moving forward. Another issue is if we don't show that we can spend the money, we might not receive money in out years. So it's a huge issue that we need to be addressed, and we need to move these projects along. You know, when people come to the city of Buffalo, they visit the city of Buffalo, I think we all know they're blown away by the cultural attractions, the cultural institutions that we have here in the city of Buffalo, and the investment that those bring into the city, the money people spend at them and the visiting here in Buffalo. To talk about the culturals and the impact that this is having on them is Gary Siddall, the president and CEO of the Buffalo Museum of Science.
Well, many people don't know that the city of Buffalo does own a number. Boy, we're plagued with trains today. Many people don't know that the city of Buffalo owns cultural organizations like the Buffalo Museum of Science. And we are very grateful for the mayor and for the Common Council for recognizing that the buildings that the city of Buffalo owns require investment in order to ensure that we can deliver the quality product that is known to our community and, as the mayor said, known to those that are visiting the Western New York community. This project is unique to us, our roof replacement, because it represents the final 20% of the replacement of our entire roof space. So we've gotten 80% of the way there. We have 20% to go. And this space is really important to us because we see over 130,000 visitors come through our doors each and every year. Those visitors are all required right now to pass through an atrium, an entranceway that is encumbered by a leaking roof. As much as we've become accustomed to the 5-gallon buckets that collect our rainwater, that is not an aesthetic that we wish to welcome our visitors into the museum with. So we're eager to get this project started. It represents a very small portion of the completion of our roof that will allow us to ensure the protection not only of our visitors, but of our collection spaces, our exhibit items, and of course ensuring that we can deliver a quality experience for the visiting public. While we have temporary measures in place, we are eager to get started with these repairs as soon as possible. So we echo the mayor's sentiments that we would love to see any barriers that are standing in the way be rescinded so that we can get this essential work started. We recognize that delaying this work can result in further damage to the structural integrity and certainly is not doing us any favors in terms of creating a welcoming and engaging visitor experience for our entire community. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. I want to thank again everyone that's up here with me today. You know, I presented a capital budget to the Buffalo Common Council. The Buffalo Common Council passed that budget. That budget was a part of collaboration and partnerships between city government, the Buffalo Public Schools, our cultural partners, our downtown partners, our construction partners. Everyone's on the same page looking to push Buffalo forward. The only thing standing in the way of that is the 12th floor at City Hall. And I urge the controller to please bond out for these projects so we can continue to move Buffalo forward and make sure that it's the best version of itself. So with that, I can open it to any questions.
Mayor, what can you say about the communication? I'm sure you've reached out to her. Has she reached back out to you? Has she given any reasonable explanation?
Yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth. So I don't think anyone could claim that there's been a lack of communication. We've had several meetings about it in person. We've had phone calls, you name it. But there's just, for some reason, there's this inaction taking place. The controller is stuck on the fact that there's a $28 million cap. I have tried to stress to her repeatedly that we are not borrowing long-term anything in excess of that cap. I am very well, painfully aware of the City of Buffalo's financial situation. And I would not want to take on any additional burden that's going to impact the taxpayers. Again, there's a $28 million cap. There's 82 million dollars other than that that we want to bond out for. But again, the only thing that's going to land on the taxpayer's shoulders is that $900,000, the cost of issuance, which I said I would be happy to move in under that $28 million cap. So therefore, long term, we would be borrowing nothing in excess of that cap. All that other money is reimbursed through the state and federal projects, or the state with the schools, and they would cover the other 3 remaining percent in their project as well. So communication has been there. We've been very clear about what we want to do, how we feel it impacts the city of Buffalo in a positive way without impacting the city of Buffalo or the taxpayers in a negative way. Repeatedly is the cap, but again, I can't stress enough that we aren't borrowing anything long-term over that cap. All these projects that will be done in the next year or two will be completely reimbursed, taken care of, and the only money that we're looking to borrow is that cost of issuance, which again, I would be happy to move under that cap.
Is there any concern about reliance on these reimbursements when the city might actually
see that money? You'd have to ask the controller, but you know, the schools has documentation from New York State talking about how they'll be reimbursed. This is the federal and state money for these infrastructure projects has already been allocated to the city, so it's ready to go. It's a matter of that we have to use some money on the front end to get the projects moving, which we don't have. And this was a creative way that we thought we could do it. The council agreed with that. The council approved the plan, and the controller just hasn't bonded out today. And here we are again. We've started the new process for next year's capital budget without a shovel in the ground. And if the controller went out and borrowed today, it's probably too late. We probably lose an entire construction season. I'm not worried about reimbursement at all, based on the communication we've had with the state and our other partners with as far as that funding. So it's going to come our way and in the short term. So it won't impact the taxpayers long term at all.
Chris, I did have one other question relating to the topic that we were talking about earlier. I think if I heard you correctly, that there's some concerns already that some of these projects that haven't had shovels hit the ground might get pushed back by another year. With some of the other projects, I mean, is there a specific deadline or a time period where if there's no action by this point, that the projects that are on hold because of the inaction from the city controller will be pushed off?
Yeah, as far as deadlines and drop dead dates for some of those projects, there's more of those strings attached to that state and federal money, that $200 million that we have. So that's some larger projects like Middle Main, Bailey Avenue. Those are projects that are, one's $40 million, one's $15 million. I mean, these are major projects that if we don't get moving, we could jeopardize losing that money. We were in a tough spot earlier in the year with regard to some of the other ones. We were able to get those moving through other avenues, but we could seriously run into jeopardy of losing that project, those projects.